Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting third. The DH, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Claude Osteen. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. May moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Hairston scores. Stein moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Dent reaches second base with a double. Stein scores. Kelly scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dent scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Steve Mingori now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Stein reaches second base with a double. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-1 in the game. Varney is walked intentionally. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Varney and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. White reaches second base with a double. Cowens scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. he's got two RBIs. Dent hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dent. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Dent steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dent scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Healy and he is safe. May steals second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas misplays the ball. That's an error on Rojas. May moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Melton for the out. May scores. Henderson moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. McRae reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Varney hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. the Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Varney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens, who is chasing the ball. Varney reaches third base with a triple. Melton goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Varney scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Dent moves to second. It's 9-3, White Sox. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Henderson strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wolford hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. McRae moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Stein strikes out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Varney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Healy hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.